You're listening to Tree Note. When I hike in the coastal forests of Washington State, I occasionally run across trees with distinctive scars in their bark. These are culturally modified trees, or CMTs, living trees that have been visibly modified by indigenous peoples for use in their cultural traditions. You can visualize them as elongated triangular scars on the vertical trunk. The wide lower edge is cut a foot or so above the forest floor and then tapers upward to as high as 25 feet above the ground. These scars cover only part of the tree's circumference so that the tree can continue to grow. The techniques to alter these trees provide sustainable harvests passed down through the generations. Different tribes use different tree species, but Northwest coastal tribes generally use the western red cedar. Cedar's harvested inner bark is pliable but strong and is woven into mats and ropes, clothing and baskets, nets, and ceremonial hats. CMTs are found wherever there are or have been forest-dwelling peoples. For example, in Utah, Basque sheep herders created arbor glyphs, images and text carved into white-barked aspens. These date back to the 19th century. CMTs also have legal significance. Because a tree's age can be precisely recorded, these trees serve as testaments to occupancy when indigenous rights are under discussion. So, when you hike through an old-growth forest, be on the lookout for CMTs, visible evidence of the long, long-term values of trees for people. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.